All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And right up the road here in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yes.
We call it CSU, but nationally it's Colorado State University because it's making national news now. CSU has 17, count them, 17, not 12, not 5, not 2, 17 different resources to help students get a better education, Andy.
Really?
No, it's actually 17 different resources to help students affected by free speech.
Affected by free speech?
Yes.
You mean traumatized?
I don't make this stuff
they
up.
They are traumatized by free speech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I mean, excuse me, in the old days, didn't we have colleges that were to prepare you for the real world, not to shield you from it?
I guess not any longer, Andy.
We're paying tax dollars to shield people from the real world we're supposed to train them to go into.
Okay, so if you
yes,
or someone you know are affected by a free speech event on campus, here are some resources.
Okay, here we go.
We have Dean of Students for complaints and suggestions, CSU Health Network Counseling Services for all of those that are mentally ill that got affected by this. No, that was my words, not theirs. Multicultural Counseling, Vice President of Inclusive Excellence.
Basically,
okay, wait,
you can go to a bunch of hardcore leftists.
Okay, first of all, we have to stop and just even talk about for a moment some of these departments.
Okay.
The Vice President of Inclusive Excellence. We really have a department up at, you know, we're funding this by the, but just so you know, these types of colleges, CU, CSU, they're funded in part, not all, but in part by your tax dollars.
Right. Inclusive excellence, which means what?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. It means that we are going to force this many and that many, whatever percentage, you know, quotas. It's quotas.
Okay. Okay.
We're going to force quotas of various demographics, whatever they are, to be included in anything, which is the opposite of excellence.
Yeah.
You know, once again, you look at the NBA. What if you forced a quota that it had to be 60% white?
A lot of teams would lose.
Right.
Just saying.
All I care about is how good are you at putting it through the hoop? Okay. Yeah. All I care about is how good are you at creating a real vaccine,
yes,
a real one. All I care about is how good are you at running a forklift. I don't care about what you look like.
Okay. We're going to continue.
Go ahead.
You have the Incidence of Bias Reporting Department, the Office of Equal Opportunity.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what this is. OMBUDS, ombuds for CSU employees. What's that?
I don't care.
The Employee Assistance Program. This is for CSU employees. Victims Assistance Hotline.
Wait a minute. Whoa. That's for people who are, you know, assaulted.
I would think so. Well, but you got assaulted by somebody's tongue, Andy.
Somebody said things. Whatever happened to sticks and stones?
Well, that went out a long time ago.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
There's a Department of Free Speech, by the way. There's the Asian Pacific American Cultural Center, the Black African American Cultural Center, the El Centro, the Native American Cultural Center, the Pride Resource Center, the Student Disability Center, and the Women and Gender Advocacy Center.
So at no point do they refer you to any of the Christian groups.
Well,
on campus.
I want to know where I want the Department of white males.
White heterosexual males.
Yes.
Straight white males.
Hey, where is that department? It's not on the list.
I know.
Did it not make it? Or?
And here's the thing, John. When you make a department for everything but one group, what are you saying about that one group?
They don't matter.
Guys. Well, no, you're saying they're the bad guys.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. They're the evil ones.
Right. That group is they are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Simply by the way you constructed all the other groups.
17 different, quote unquote, resources.
Tax funded
in case somebody offended you by a free speech event on campus. Woe is me. Again, people, back to what I said a moment ago when it came to all these different genders and the binary and this, that, and the other.
This is state-empowered bigotry.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
In other words, we're not going to wait, because here's the big problem that they have, John. Here's the real problem. The people on the right, who they really hate, okay, aren't hurting anybody. Virtually no shootings are by people on the right. Virtually no beatings are by people on the right. Virtually no theft is by people on the right. So, because we don't do any of those things, what do they have to do? They have to say, okay, if they offend you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got nothing else. By the way, if we were doing all those things, would they bother with going after offense?
No. There you go. Joe in Jersey, you're up, sir.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, I only need one department, and that department will give you a kit that contains three things. One, it will give you two earplugs. Two, it will give you a bottle of lotion that will thicken your skin. Three, it will give you a piece of paper that that teaches you how to turn and walk away. Those three things are all you need to do if you're offended by free speech.
Sounds expensive, though. I like the 17 departments.
Joe, you just offended some people by what you said.
Just so you sure it's cost effective?
Just so you know, you offended some with that comment, Joe.
I'm hurt.
I mean
we're laughing, but you know what? What I just said is probably true.
I mean, come on. You don't like what somebody's saying? Walk away. Don't
I know.
Listen.
I know. Those days are gone, I guess, Joe. If something offends you, you better get it taken care of, because that's just not allowed anymore.
Am I the only one who hasn't noticed this? It seems CSU has gotten kookier than CU.
Oh, well, I already know. You know, no, you're correct on that. You want to know why?
Why?
I did business in both towns for a very long time. Okay? I had a business in Boulder, then I had a business in Fort Collins. Now, I will tell you that most people don't understand me when I say this, and they would actually even at times disagree, or they would look at me with this totally shocked look. It was actually more cumbersome and harder to do business in Fort Collins than it was in Boulder, and I'm not lying.
Wow.
Because Fort Collins is a wannabe Boulder. They want to outdo what Boulder's already done. So, yes, Andy, what you just said is exactly right. They're trying to one-up Boulder constantly. Am I right, Joe?
Yep. Unfortunately, John, you are. And I've heard the same thing. I've actually got friends whose kids go to CSU in Fort Collins, and it's just turning into a liberal haven up
yep.
there.
By the way, the town is as well, even though it's sort of an ag town and there's a lot of farms and such around it. I will tell you again, just the way the town itself is run, city council and so on, yes, it's harder to do business in Fort Collins than in Boulder.
Well, it's another area where it grew an urban center,
yep,
which took over the population and now is walled out.
Yep.
The rural area.
You know,
yep.
In my life, I look back at all the things I've heard. You know, I've heard idiots from the American Nazi Party. I've heard idiots from the Klu. You know, I've heard Senator Robert Byrd, you know, ramble on and on about, you know, the inferiority of the black, you know, of the black people. I've heard, you know, the Grand Dragons of the Ku Klux Klan disparage black people, and Malcolm X disparage Jews. Was it Malcolm X, or who was the other anti-Semitic black activist that was just
Malcolm
was
X? Malcolm?
I thought that was Malcolm X.
Yeah, Malcolm X, you know, is all his hate towards the Jews. And to me, I'm glad I heard those people. So now I know who they are, what they stand for. You know, I'm glad I heard him say those things. Not that I agreed with any of it, but okay, good. Now I know who you are, what you are, and I know what to think of you and anything else that may follow after what you've already exposed yourself to be. I think it's great when people expose themselves for what they are.
You know, Joe, I think when you look at CSU and you see these 17 departments, and virtually everyone is just this hard leftist activist group, I think what they're really saying is this. If you are a right-winger on campus at CU, you have to have your speech be so guarded. It has to be so guarded that it never offends anybody. In other words, we're silencing you, and otherwise we're going to have tax-funded groups coming after you from every direction. But if you're for any of these other groups, you don't have to guard your speech at all. We will defend you. That is what our tax dollars are, literally silencing one side and unleashing the other at CSU. Does that sound fair?
No, of course not. And you're right. And it's, you know, you can understand it at some of these private, you know, ritzy colleges like Swarthmore and Vassar, you know, where it's private money, but you're talking a state college.
Right.
It's just outrageous. And let's not even get on to the fact that you have at most of these state colleges in places like California, where you can have like a blacks-only dorm, you can have a black student union. Can you imagine if I said, I want to have a white a white students union, or, you know, can you imagine the backlash if you demanded as a white student some of the things that the minorities are demanding, the same sort of clubs and associations and segregated dorms? Can you imagine the backlash? Mm.
Yeah, and by the way, also having a black student union or these things, what are you saying to the people of color at this place? You're saying you people are so weak, you have to be sheltered behind closed doors and have your own little world because, you know, you're afraid of our world or you hate our world. You're either haters or you're weak. What a terrible thing to say about them.
Well, and that's my segue into the Biden's proclamation that he's going to pick a black female for the next Supreme Court. Isn't it sad? Imagine how that's going to taint that person if he goes ahead with it.
Oh, yes.
Well, she got the job because she was black and female, as opposed to we're going to nominate the most qualified person. I just think it's a disservice to African-American women that he preceded his choice with that caveat. In other words, males and whites and Hispanics and Asians don't need not apply here.
Right, and by saying that, he made it political, Joe, whereas he could have just done it. I'm sure there are many great, very qualified black women who could be on the court. Now, unfortunately, he'll only choose from the radical leftist activists. That's unfortunate. But he could have simply chosen one. But he made the statement because he wanted to make it political. Go ahead.
Yeah, he didn't have to announce it and taint it. Yeah, he's basically tainted their nomination, and, you know, by people can say, well, she wasn't the most qualified, but she got the job because she was a black female. You know, how bad are you going to feel if you're that Supreme Court justice?
Yep. You're right. So, as always, good stuff, Joe. Can't argue with you at all.
Hi, producer Ann here. The conversation about Congresswoman Cori Bush continued the next day with a tweet sent in by Jersey Joe. Here are John's comments.
I do have something else I want to talk about, though. Joe, who Jersey Joe listens all the time, haven't heard from him today, but Joe, if you're listening, thanks for sending this. So he sent me a tweet that was put out by Congresswoman Cori Bush regarding the potential Supreme Court nominee. I would love to see a black woman who will insist on racial, environmental, social, disability, and economic justice named to the Supreme Court. Identity is important, but it's not enough. Joe asked me, what's wrong with this tweet? Well, without even reading Joe's answers, I will tell you what's wrong with this tweet. None of that has anything to do with the responsibility of a Supreme Court justice. None. None. Cori Bush, which I know you're not listening, but you're not clueless, by the way. You know exactly what you're saying. You're pushing an agenda. It's a communist agenda, by the way. Has nothing to do with keeping an America a republic or free. You're pushing your communist agenda. Because, again, the only responsibility, I'll repeat, the only responsibility of a Supreme Court justice is to determine if the law, the policy, or whatever they're ruling on is constitutional or not. There's nothing that they do regarding fair or just, as she said in her tweet. So once again, further proof of what the left is really out to do. You know, what's really funny about the left here recently, by the way, with everything that's happened in regards to COVID, where, you know, at one time I had callers calling in from the other side saying, literally, they didn't care if I died or not. Guess what? I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere. I've also had callers call in and say how wrong I was going to be when it came to COVID. No, actually, I've turned out to be exactly right with COVID. Pretty much through and through. I've had nurses call in that were just furious with some of the things I was saying some, you know, months ago, which, again, sorry, nurses, but I'm right, you're wrong. Not bragging, but, you know, the data speaks for itself, and I've been right and you've been wrong. It's funny how they've all been really, really quiet. I haven't heard a word from any of them. Not an email, not a tweet, not a text, not a nothing, not a phone call to the show. Why do you think that is, folks? Do they just not know what to say? Are they embarrassed to say anything? Do they realize now how stupid they sounded several months ago? Where are all these lefties that think they're so right? I'm going to ask, because I know you're still listening, by the way. So I'm asking you on the left, are you on the side of Cori Bush or not? Because if you side with her, you're actually against the Constitution, not the other way around. You're not for the Constitution. If you believe the way she believes, that a Supreme Court justice should be basically a total radical liberal that wants to go in and change things around and not do what the law says, basically be some social warrior, if that's what your belief is, then you're just like her. You're a communist too. And I'll call it for what it is. Maybe some of you on the left have finally realized the error of your ways and you've woken up and realized you were heading the wrong direction and you've come over to our side. I kind of doubt it because most of you are so brainwashed you can't see that. But hey, if you have, welcome to our side. I doubt if that's the case, but you know, if you have, thanks. It's awesome. If you haven't, you really should examine your party and what you believe in and why, because these sorts of statements validate everything I say every day about what the other side believes, by the way. It's a total validation of what I talk about on air daily. The other side is total communist, period. Period. No other way to explain it. Franktown Firearms is up next. By the way, the Second Amendment, one of the best amendments we have. In fact, in my opinion, it's the only amendment we have that keeps everything else in check. Without it, everything else goes away. Totally. I believe in it thoroughly. You all know that. Am I a gun nut? Call me whatever you want to call me. I believe in the Second Amendment. And yes, I own a gun. You can too by going to Franktown Firearms.